The conversation of EMS service to surrounding communities continued at the Red Oak City Council meeting on Monday, April 6. Following that meeting, KCSI did speak with Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and they tell us more about that discussion item.
As everyone knows, if they've tuned in, like you said, the last couple months, the City of Red Oak currently provides full-time EMS services to the surrounding communities via a system that started years ago called simultaneous paging. Mm-hmm. So instead of delaying a response to any of the five fire departments' response areas, as soon as they get paged out, we get paged out. If they respond, great. If they don't, and then we get called off. If they don't or need our help, some areas eventually disbanded, things like that. So back in November, we decided to have a conversation about how that would look going forward beginning this July 1 so that they were able to work that into their upcoming budget as we would. And the request that we made in the end after three community kind of communal meetings with all five communities was less than 10% of the cost, even though 15% of the collective calls that we take outside of our response area are for EMS, 15%. So I think it comes to about 7 or 8% that we're asking for, which ended up to be $110,000. Mm-hmm. Chose, based on no input from the five communities, chose to, in our preliminary presentation to them when asking for numbers, was to divide it by the number of service calls, which ranged as small as 2,000 for one of the communities, the highest 46,000 for one.
Okay.
And then asked to have a separate conversation, individual conversations after the three individual or after the three communal meetings. We said, hey, why don't we come to each of your meetings? And so we have attended two of them. By no means is anyone, you know, overly excited to pay for that because, of course, we all have budgetary concerns.
Sure.
And I think that's fair. You know, taxpayers want to see less tax money. Mm-hmm. However, they're not necessarily looking for less services. And so the conversation's been really about, should the City of Red Oak taxpayers continue to pay for things outside of the geographic area that are contributing to the cost of those costs?
Right.
So what we talked about last night specifically was just an update to the council to say that we're still waiting from Stanton and Villisca are the ones that invited us to their meetings. Two of them we've heard nothing from back, and then the one, the City of Elliott, we heard from them that said, we're not interested in paying you. And that was after not having any conversation with them. And so I emailed back saying, well, when you say you don't want to pay us, I just want to make sure we're clear, because it didn't say anything other than, hey, we just decided we're not paying you. So I said, are you, if you're in the City of Elliott, understanding that? My question back in the email to the city clerk was, do you mean by saying that you're not engaging in any conversation or not willing to pay us, that that means you understand that that could mean that we're not coming to respond to the City of Elliott and that no one would then be responding unless they choose to ask someone else to come?
Yeah.
Or are you saying that you expect us to continue to come and as is, status
for
quo,
free. Yeah.
And not come and not pay us? So then I got an email back that was a bit challenging to read because it had false information in it. And so based on that, I read that last night at the meeting because I think it's important for the public.
Is this included in the packet?
Yes. So if anybody wants to read it.
If you go online, City of Red Oak, you can find that packet and that email is in there, included in
the packet.
Yes, it
is.
Okay. Page 72, correct.
So,
and then after I got this email, I responded back to the City of Elliott and said, hey, I really feel like there's things in here that you're saying that are simply not true, and I really would like to attend your meeting. May I please come to your next Monday's meeting, which would be a week from yesterday?
Yeah.
Didn't hear anything. Email or texted the mayor over the weekend and was like, hey, did anybody get my email? He's like, well, I think the clerk was going to let you know. I'll have to check with her. And I got an email yesterday that said, the city council unanimously has no interest in talking to you. We made our decision. We're not paying. So I said to the mayor, do the people of Elliott understand?
So when was the city council decision made unanimously without a city council meeting? Just curious.
Well, yeah, I think they unanimously decided on March 9th at a public meeting. But
we
then
don't
when
know
I requested,
for sure. Okay.
I think they did a straw poll, which in the spirit of things is probably not proper. I simply requested of the mayor and the city clerk to be on the agenda. And instead of just putting me on the agenda, they decided it would be up to the council, which is their prerogative. But I just said to the mayor, I have a hard time with this. I have a hard time with, we're going to look like the bad guys if we say we're not coming, but you will not engage with your neighbor to sit down when you have things in here that say the cost of an ambulance bill should cover the money that you need as the city of Red Oak, and that's enough, and the bills are pricey. But when you do the math, if you have the facts, we pay one-fifth, less than one-fourth, somewhere around one-fifth of the cost of an ambulance and fire department that we manage is covered by the cost that we can charge the people. People don't pay. Medicare has limits. And even places like Blue Cross, which is high-end insurance, have limits. And so if we said that instead of charging you $1,000, we're now going to charge you $5,000, like, no one's paying. So you cannot physically have the services that you provide.
So at some point, will you say we're not providing services?
That is the intention, to say that the step on July 1, if we don't have a 2080 agreement, which would set the dollars in stone, no matter how many calls you get, you could gamble and maybe have been charged less if you did a per call. But our intent on July 1, and I explained this to the council last night, was that we will begin sending individual invoices at $450 an hour, $300 for the ambulance, and $150 or 75 times two employees will be $350 an hour and an hour minimum.
Stay tuned to KCSI KOAK Radio. We'll keep you updated on the EMS service to surrounding communities discussion when the Red Oak City Council meets on Monday, April 20th. Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Again, that was following the Monday, April 6th meeting of the Red Oak City Council.